Got some Motorhead coming your way from Bomber. Dead Man Tell No Tales. That's the first track on that album. That album's awesome. Bomber is great. A lot of people, I mean, Ace of Spades is a great album too. They have a ton of albums. But if people are going, if you're going to buy an album besides Ace of Spades, buy Bomber. That's a great album. So good. All right, we got 8:25 here, Monday morning, the 29th. It's starting to get a little chillier. We got that fall weather starting to roll in. Love it, love it, love it. Gonna play a couple tracks off a few albums that maybe aren't the most well-known on these. 1981. For those about to rock, We Salute You came out, and that album, the AC/DC album, is super fun, I think. It's that one and Flick of the Switch, I think, were the last albums where I kind of felt that the production was really good. Some stuff in the later 80s started to get it's not that the songs were necessarily bad, it's the production on those albums. They started adding a ton of weird reverb and stuff to Brian's vocals and stuff, and I don't know, just the mixes don't sit well with me. But this one is amazing. I love this. This is the last album that Mutt Lange did for them, and this is called Breaking the Rules on the second side of this album, but it's a great song.
I'm living my life like a good homo sapien. But all around me, everybody's multiplying, and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in their cages in the zoo, man. 'Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape, man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, 'cause I'm a strict vegetarian. But with the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians, I don't feel safe in this world, no.
Just listening to some Kinks, Ape Man. The Kinks are so good. They also had a ton of albums. Geez, I don't know. It was like 15 or 16 studio albums at least or something like that, I think. And a bunch of really good live ones as well. Ape Man, yep, off of Lola. Before that, we had Breaking the Rules, AC/DC for those about to rock. We Salute You 1981, last album Mutt Lang produced for them. We're going to continue our quest to listen to all 217 organ compositions, at least, that are recorded by the late J.S. Bach. I'm sure there's like 4,000 more that are lost or whatever, but... You know, if you're looking at the definitive collection, we're kind of plowing our way through it. We're going to be doing number, at least for this show, 6 and 7 out of here right now. These are some choral settings by the great J.S. Bach.
the 40 Thieves. Alibaba and the 40 Thieves.
Rhyming and Stealing, the Beastie Boys. That first album has so many good samples on it. There's another Sabbath kickback with some Sweet Leaf there. Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. Come on, when you're listening to that, you weren't jumping up and down in your car wherever you were. That's amazing. It's so good. All right, so this weekend I was out and about. I'm always kind of looking for albums and stuff on the weekend, and I remember having this on CD, but I picked it up this weekend on vinyl in really good shape. The Verve release of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. This is 1957. It's a really, really, really fantastic recording of this. And I listened to this a lot when I first started really kind of getting myself entrenched in the jazz scene when I was in college and so forth. And I remember owning this on CD and listening to it quite frequently. And I'm looking through to see who else is on here, music band-wise, and I'm not finding anything. I'm sure it's in here somewhere, but if I find something in between the break here, I'll talk about it when I get back. So we're going to listen to that. And then put some Alice Cooper on for my final song of the day. Welcome to my nightmare. Glad you've been chilling around with me this morning, Monday. Tomorrow we got Dan Butterman, who's running for Oneonta Mayor, is going to be in here. Clocking about all kinds of things. And I'm going to pester him about his campaign as well, and which is right around the corner of the election. So, yeah, if you want to be on the show, hit me up. I got been doing a lot of guests this semester, so I'd love to have you on. Just come be on my show. Send me an email, mark.bucket@oneonta.edu. You can hit me up on my socials, What's In Your Pocket, on Instagram, or my personal ones, Mark No Stopping the Rock, and so forth, on Instagram, Facebook. You can also call the station when I'm here in the morning, 607-436-2711. And yeah, come be on my show. You can talk about whatever. My only rule is you got to play vinyl, or we talk. I try to stay away from the digital music if I can. So with that being said, here's Summertime, Ella Fitzgerald from the 1956 recording Accordion Bass with her and Louis Armstrong.
very sedation. You wanna feel at home, 'cause you belong.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. I repeat, you are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
Some people bring joy wherever they go, some whenever they go.
Mark Twain found humor all around.
Never argue with a